For this Wednesday, June 18th, with your Posey County Radio News, I'm Jevin Redman reporting it. A man from Mexico has been sentenced after pleading guilty to distributing over 400 grams of fentanyl. The United States Department of Justice says 38-year-old Javier Moreno Garibaldi was sentenced to 5.5 years in federal prison. According to court documents, in May of 2023, the Drug Enforcement Administration began an investigation into a drug trafficking organization operating in Mexico, trafficking large quantities of fentanyl and methamphetamine through California. During the investigation, law enforcement officials intercepted thousands of fentanyl pills shipped or transported by the drug traffickers into southern Indiana and western Kentucky. As part of the investigation, undercover law enforcement officers arranged to purchase fentanyl pills from the unknown supplier. The source of supply sent a series of text messages discussing the arrival of the courier at an Evansville hotel. On September 4, 2023, Javier Moreno Garibaldi arrived at a Holiday Inn in Evansville with 70,000 fentanyl pills. Officers say he was arrested without incident. According to the press release, at the time of his arrest, Moreno Garibaldi was in the United States unlawfully. A new report by Ivy Tech Community College estimates more than 82,000 working adults will need to be upskilled or reskilled to meet evolving workforce needs in Indiana over the next decade. The report focused on the state's key industry sectors like advanced manufacturing, business, logistics, supply chain, healthcare, and technology. Ivy Tech says 69% of the positions in those sectors will require non-degree credentials like industry-recognized certifications, certificates, licenses, and other short-term training programs. Ivy Tech President Sue Elsterman says the research shows the urgent need for Hoosiers to acquire new or specialized skills as new technologies like automation and AI continue to transform the workforce. Ivy Tech offers many courses and classes mentioned in the report, but Elsterman did not say if the school would benefit from the findings. There is a chance for severe storms throughout the tri-state area today, and there will be a chance for lingering showers into Thursday. Now, a heads up for this weekend, as drier conditions are expected to prevail and temperatures will be climbing significantly. Over the weekend, the highs are expected to be in the low to mid-90s, and what's more concerning is the potential for an extreme heat index between 100 and 105 degrees. The level of heat poses a serious risk for heat-related illnesses, so the community is encouraged to take precautions and stay hydrated. Today, there is a community reception in Mount Vernon at United Fidelity Bank to meet the new Mount Vernon boys basketball coaches. This is a chance to meet head coach Doug Novsek and assistant coach Robin Duncan. The reception will be from 3 until 5 p.m. today. Coming up this Saturday at Harmony State Park is the second annual Hot Rods at Harmony event. Registration will be from 9 until 11 a.m. Prizes will be awarded at 1:30 p.m. and there will be food and drinks provided as well as music provided. They say the gate fee applies to the general public. It is $7 for Indiana vehicles and $9 for out-of-state vehicles, or you can use your annual entrance pass. All cars and trucks are welcome. New this year, you can buy Hot Rods at Harmony t-shirts for $15 each. This Sunday, Mount Vernon football is having their first annual fishing day from 10 a.m. until 2 p.m. at St. Phillips Conservation Club. All Wildcat football families, grades K through 12, are welcome to attend. They say to bring your own fishing gear and tackle, but they will have some extra fishing supplies if needed. Hot dogs and hamburgers will be provided for lunch. Finishing up with some Major League Baseball action from Tuesday, the St. Louis Cardinals won their series opener at the Chicago White Sox 12-2. The Cardinals improved to 38-35 overall. Game 2 of that 3-game series continues tonight at 6:40. The Chicago Cubs took the opening game with their 3-game set at home against the Milwaukee Brewers 5-3. The Cubs are now 45-28 on the year. The series continues this evening in Chicago at 7:05. The Cincinnati Reds began their series at home with Minnesota Twins last night with a close 6-5 victory. The Reds sit at 38-35. They play game 2 of the series tonight at 6:10. That's news and sports for this Wednesday, June 18th. We are keeping you informed on all things Posey County on the radio, and you can read and listen to the news anytime online at PoseyCountyRadio.com. For news tips, you can pass them to us by email at news@PoseyCountyRadio.com. Reporting for Posey County Radio News, I'm Jevin Redman. Your weather forecast is next.